Nolte, Kibi was always a $1.7 billion bad idea and now it's struggling. By John Nolte on April 16, 2020. Kibi could not have asked for a better launch environment. Here we are, all locked up in our homes desperate for new content, desperate for distractions. We're a literal nation of captives, and after just over a week past its launch, Slash Film reports Kibi has already dropped out the top 40 free apps in the country. And no wonder. On the first day of its much-heralded and publicized launch, Kibi managed to only earn 300,000 downloads, which is 7.5% of the number of those who downloaded Disney+. After a week, Kibi managed to attract only 1.7 million downloads, compared to the 10 million who signed on to Disney+ in that same amount of time. Oh, and did I mention the app is free and comes with a free 90-day trial, and that Kibi is brought to us by no less than DreamWorks co-founder Jeffrey Katzenberg and Meg Whitman, and that pretty much every major studio and a ridiculous amount of talent is on board? So what is Kibi? Well, it's a streaming TV service that costs $5 a month if you're willing to put up with advertising and $8 a month if you are not. And while Whitman claims that 1.7 million number is more than expected, we still don't know how many of those 1.7 million will pay to subscribe after the 90-day free trial. Using their initial $1.7 billion investment, Kibi launched with a ton of content, reality shows, documentaries, horror, sports, music, comedy, drama, news. Wait a minute, you must be thinking. Streaming TV? Big stars? Only $5 a month? Lots of content? Why describe it as a bad idea? It's not just a bad idea, it's a terrible idea. For whatever reason, Kibi, which stands for Quick Bites, offers its programming in 7 to 10 minute episodes. This includes movies. Worse still, unless you know how to do that screencast thingy to a TV, you can only watch it on a mobile device. I liked this idea better when it was called YouTube, and YouTube isn't even able to convince a whole lot of people to pay for its service. Honestly, why would anyone pay for a service that is already free all over the internet, and has been for 2 decades? You might argue that's a crazy thing to say, there's no service like this. Jennifer Lopez and Kevin Hart aren't making 10-minute shorts for free on YouTube. Fine. If there's a massive market for Jennifer Lopez and Kevin Hart short films, Kibi is going to do just fine. But that's not really what Kibi is selling. What it is in fact selling is distraction. Kibi believes that while we're trapped in a waiting room or on the bus, that during a coffee break, we will pay a monthly fee to be distracted in quick bites. That's what they're selling. Well, let me qualify that a bit. What Kibi is selling is boutique distraction. High-end distraction. Distraction with gloss and sparkle. This is Hollywood-produced distraction. Kibi is gambling almost $2 billion on the notion there's a market for distraction produced a couple of notches above the mostly amateur distraction people have been consuming for a decade on YouTube and Pornhub. Come on, is that really what people want? Are people willing to pay a monthly fee for that? Was there some kind of cry out there for Hollywood-produced distraction because YouTube just isn't cutting it? Not to mention all the other distractions available throughout the vast space of the interweb.nets? Not only that, a quick perusal of Kibi's offerings look like a whole lot less fun than what you can find on YouTube. Drag queens, fierce queens, fight like a girl, game show. Get it? G-A-I-M show. Get it? Gay. Kibi's whole catalog reeks of identity politics, a social justice lecture, social engineering, and fun only for those who prefer lectures and instruction over a good time. Over what YouTube offers, which is a ton of free content from people who make fun of and criticize Kibi's pious garbage. I love movies and TV. I've completely embraced this golden age of TV, and Kibi looks like it's less fun than reading Vox. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.